This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Republican Ken Buck voted to oust Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker today. It was a history-making vote, the first time a speaker lost the gavel through a motion to vacate. Still, Buck says he wasn't surprised by the outcome.
I think the House has been dysfunctional for 9 months. I think we get a new speaker, and I think we move forward in unison.
Buck, who had supported McCarthy in January, said there were two people he'd never vote for as Speaker, McCarthy and himself. All of Colorado's Democratic representatives voted to remove McCarthy, while Colorado's other two Republicans, Lauren Boebert and Doug Lamborn, voted to let McCarthy keep the gavel. Kaiser Permanente workers in Colorado plan to walk off the job tomorrow. CPR's Matt Bloom reports negotiations between their union and bosses have not produced a new contract.
Both sides say they're far apart on raises and a solution to staffing shortages. Union leaders want better pay for members after they cared for patients through the pandemic. Stephanie Felix Sowie, the union chapter's president, says burnout among members is at record highs.
The crisis is to the point where folks are, obviously ready to utilize every tool that they have.
The strike is scheduled to last for 3 days and could impact at least 30 clinic locations across the state. Kaiser says patients will still be able to access its services. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The president of Pueblo Community College is retiring effective next year. Patty Urjavec has led the school for 13 years. Details on the search for her replacement remain unknown. In Denver, partly cloudy and 44 degrees tonight. This is CPR News at 6:06.